flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Wednesday morning, we'll get to it. AMA, today at 7. You ask, we answer. The key, of course, get those questions in. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can interact with the show, in addition to the phone lines. All right, how concerned are you on the Hurts injury front? What do you make of it? I mean, I think the simple thing is to say that the greatness of the team will, in all likelihood, overcome anything that no, I don't say anything, a less than Jalen. But you never know. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I'll give you one thing before we go to the phones. Looking back on it, gut feeling, from my standpoint, and maybe the Phillies would have lost anyway, but gut feeling, Jeff Hoffman was injured in the playoffs. I mean, James.
Oh, yeah, clearly. He failed two physicals.
He failed multiple physicals in his free agent quest.
There's no question.
There's no question he was injured.
But the difference
makes so much more sense now. Yeah.
Isn't that a great example
it's a perfect example.
How the Jalen thing, like, because he was tremendous.
You understand he's injured all season long.
Not like this. Jeff Hoffman wasn't injured all season long. Jeff Hoffman was a 2 ERA guy the whole year and then became like a 30 ERA guy.
And I mean, so he was hurt, and we didn't hear the details.
And they lost.
It. Yeah.
But something probably happened right up before the playoffs, and, you know, because he was phenomenal. I mean, he was really a great pitcher, and then all of a sudden he was a disaster. So anyway,
these guys are told the difference between a good player and a great player is consistency, and the difference between a good player and a great player is can you fight through when you don't feel quite as good
it.
When it's that, you know, that
sure.
morning and you're so sore. That's taking it to the next level as a pro, as a professional athlete. Can you do it consistently when you don't feel great? And that's the part that's really hard. That's the part that I don't know, there's no way of tracking that. You know, had the want to. And what I appreciate so much about Jalen is that want
Oh, he's
to,
great at that.
That goes unspoken.
No question. I agree with you.
It's so much so that we just don't even know, we don't even acknowledge, we don't even realize when he's hurt. And then he has a surgery when the season ends to fix the ankle that he was dealing with the whole season. You know, that's why I don't worry.
Okay. All right, well, let's go to the phones. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Eric in Mount Airy kicks us off. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
What's up, Eric?
Man, I want to talk about Jalen Hurts. I want to talk about the hate. I just hate it so much because what other quarterback does what Jalen Hurts does and gets the same amount of hate, I just don't understand it.
Well, just to be clear, there's no hate here. I mean, we're just evaluating him as a
player. Hate here, of course. I'm talking about throughout the league.
Well, there's a lot of criticism, I think, in terms of his passing.
But Eric, I'm going to give you an objection right out of the gate on your call. Who hates him? Give me a name of someone in America that hates him.
Chris Sims.
Chris Sims might hate him.
I don't think he hates him.
I don't know, man.
I think Chris Sims might hate him. Here's what Chris Sims is. Chris Sims is a fool who had a position and refuses to move off that position even when Jalen plays better and is dug in a way that people say he hates him. I don't think he hates him. He is an idiot.
Yes, an idiot.
That's different. That's different than hating somebody.
He's too dumb to hate him.
Eric, I know you're using that term in the way we talk about it from a sports standpoint, but I just get frustrated because sometimes people put me in that category, and I know it's unfair. I mean, I evaluate Jalen based on what I see. It has nothing to do with hate. I wish he played better, and I talk about that.
Of course, I wish he played better too.
Okay.
But I'm all right with him throwing for 120 yards and no turnovers. The biggest point is no turnovers, and
it's huge
every day and a win.
Well, yeah.
Look at his numbers and compare him to Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Josh Allen specifically didn't need to throw much to win that game, to advance to the AFC Championship game. And his numbers look almost exactly like Jalen.
In that game, yes. But in a lot of games, Josh Allen slings it around a lot more.
Josh Allen, the reason that he's good this year, the reason that he's better this year is because he's taking more of a page out of Jalen's book and being parsimonious with the football. He's making the, I don't know, crotchety decision this year not to make that throw, not to take that risk. And everyone's applauding him. Look at Josh Allen, the maturity that he's showing this season. Well, Jalen shows that maturity too. And he gets skewered for it by people who say he doesn't take those risks. He wins the games. Just the way Josh Allen's winning those games, it's almost carbon copied.
Yeah, but here's what I'd say to that. We know that Jalen should throw the ball away more. We saw Foles do it.
Well, that was the...
Just do that.
That is the major downfall in this last game. I don't understand. And I'm trying to figure out, when is it better to eat it and take the sack, then throw it away? Is that what we were witnessing? Was he coached up?
Well,
hey,
the risk is
too great. Just eat it. I don't know.
Don't you think that's where the injury comes into play? And that's what concerns me, because I think, like, when you talk about the safety, for example, normally I think he in his head could scramble and get away from that.
I don't know.
But
it was an unblocked,
I think that's
player
his
in his
I
face. It's the center's man. There is no time to escape that when the center's man.
Well, I think
is
it was
unblocked.
A terrible play call to begin with, but I think.
See,
that
and I disagree with that. There's a receiver
game.
Right open in the middle of the field. Just throw the ball. But if you don't, then I agree with you. And look, John, I hear you. Up the middle, that is tough. If a center gets beat, then it's limited time. I get that. But Devin, to your point, if he has a normal knee in that spot, decent chance he gets away from
right.
that guy. Decent.
Right.
We don't know for sure. We'll never know, but, you know. 215-592-9494. Rhea, how concerned are you?
About his...
Yeah, his
I'm
name.
Concerned because if you go back... The Washington game was kind of... When he got injured, when he got the concussion, was kind of when I veered off and started going, like, how important Jalen is to this offense. Because if you remember in that game, you know, Saquon was having a great game in the first half. I think, like, 100 yards. Only had 50 in the second half. And so it is a concern, but... I feel better about this game because of the defense.
I feel better about the whole season because of the defense.
Well,
like I think the Eagles are going to win. Look, Sirianni said in the locker room after the game, championship level defense. And it's interesting. He doesn't normally go to things like the word championship.
Yeah.
I think he knows, and in a private moment that became public, was willing to say that.
Well, because
they are.
Because in that game, if CJGJ doesn't get tossed,
the Washington
I
game,
think
yeah,
they
yeah.
win that game. They scored 22 fourth quarter points.
Yeah.
Remember, I think Slay was out of that game, and they just went right after Tristan McCollum. So to me, you know, CJGJ is so critical, and he's got to stay, you know.
Sure.
But those referees were brutal.
No, I remember
they were real
all that.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
But I feel great about this defense keeping the game, you know, where it should be, so the offense can muddle through if they have to because of Jalen's injury.
Well, they probably will muddle through it because, honest to God, even when he's not injured, it typically is a muddle. I mean, it really is. I mean, how many times this year with a great defense have the Eagles had a game that hangs in the balance in the fourth quarter? It's like almost every game.
No.
It really is. James, how concerned are you as it relates to the knee?
It's really my only huge concern. I mean, Jake's a concern, but the knee's it. Like, I think if Jalen's healthy, they're winning the game. And I think if he's not, I still think they win the game. I think we all agree.
Yep.
Look, I think he just threw for 100 and something yards. They won. He threw for 100 and something yards the game before that. They won. They can win this way. The issue is the knee, and can he move, and can the run game, you know, be facilitated because of that? So for me, it all comes down to his knee. Like, I feel great otherwise.
All right.